When you work for a moving company, you need a strong back. The movers who work for San Diego County need strong stomachs as well. Their job is to empty houses that haven't been cleaned for decades. As part of our series on dirty work, NPR's Scott Horsley visited the movers at one of their more challenging job sites.
From the outside, the blue shingled house on Utah Street in San Diego looks much like the houses on either side. But step through the front door and it's immediately clear. This is not so much a home as a four-walled landfill. With his long gray hair pulled back in a ponytail, James Sampson wades through knee-deep garbage to reach what was once a bedroom.
You got coat hangers, you've got clothing, you've got purses. Under us, there's probably pieces of furniture. I'm 5'9", I have to bend over because we're that high up off the floor. You can walk on it, it's solid, you don't sink in. It's not like it's hollow, it's trash.
Sampson's job is to remove this trash. He works for the County of San Diego as a senior estate mover. A better title might be extreme house cleaner. Each year, the county becomes responsible for about 120 houses, typically because the owner has died and has no family who can take care of the property. Sampson's boss, Kent Shermer, says other cases are like this one, in which the owner is still alive but no longer competent at age 85 to live on her own.
They've become very reclusive. You become very possessive as you grow older, at least that's what we're finding. They don't dispose of debris properly. They don't use bathroom facilities the way they should. They don't pay their bills. Water's cut off, electricity is cut off, and then everything just begins to snowball into a situation that becomes very dysfunctional very, very quickly.
There's no water in the bathroom of the Utah Street house, but it hardly matters since the tub and toilet are buried in junk. An ancient dial telephone hangs on the wall of the living room, disconnected and covered in dust. Broken kitchen cabinets hold a jar of strawberry preserves, well preserved, and another of spoiled salad dressing. A bottle of blackened chili sauce sits atop the long sealed refrigerator.
Usually what we have the new guy do is clean out the refrigerator. Wear plastic gloves, you can wear as many as you want, but everything's got to be handled, everything's got to be felt. And usually that's the job of the new guy. He gets to find out how much that he can handle.
Sampson's had four different co-workers in the last 5 years. Only one has made it past probation. The starting pay is only so-so, Sampson says, around $13 an hour, but the work is sadly steady. A truck pulls up behind the house and drops off a 40-yard dumpster. Decades of accumulated refuse will be hauled away in a matter of weeks. In the living room, Danny Cabrera wears blue plastic gloves as he tosses old magazines and other junk into big cardboard boxes, using a dustpan to clear a path. A pitchfork would be easier, Cabrera says, but he and Sampson have to sift through this mess, looking for bank books, personal photographs, or possibly a will.
You know what, in the bottom of the hallway here, the newspapers, as you go deeper and deeper, it was like late 90s, late 80s. It's like layers, like a mountain, I guess, different colors. Furthest back we went to in 1974, that's what she was sleeping on in the hallway because she had no access to her bed.
Some of the old newspapers are still in plastic wrappers. Others have been shredded by rodents making nests. As Sampson and Cabrera shovel away at the pile, the room fills with the acrid smell of rat droppings. Sometimes estate movers find treasure buried in a house like this. Valuables are auctioned off to benefit the owner's estate. Sampson once found $18,000 tucked away in a filthy freezer. Other discoveries are less rewarding, like dirty needles. The movers keep current on their tetanus and hepatitis shots. When 39 members of the Heaven's Gate cult committed mass suicide in San Diego 5 years ago, it was the estate movers who picked up after them. Cabrera, who previously worked in a sewage treatment plant, says referrals from the medical examiner are often the most grisly.
Oh, I had a murder-suicide up in El Cajon. Blood all over the front carpet. That surprised me as the worst thing.
Sampson is less disturbed by the way people die than the way some of them live. Scattered amongst the garbage in the Utah Street house are poignant reminders that a real person spent years here. Old letters with 15-cent postage stamps and a diary filled with notes in small, neat handwriting.
I don't know. I don't know how anybody can exist like this, and I have to look around at the neighbors and go, why did they let it happen? Why somebody didn't call, why somebody didn't help, before it got to this far? I mean, does this place have to go up in flames and threaten the whole entire neighborhood before somebody's going to do something?
This is not the kind of job that makes for good dinner table conversation. When he goes home to his family at day's end, Sampson tries to leave the sights and smells behind. Still, he says the job has affected him in a number of ways.
Number one, I've actually got a will. I never had a will before. You have to leave a will someplace. The second thing I do, I don't collect stuff anymore. I throw a lot of stuff away because I see what happens if you don't.
Cabrera says he's also changed since taking the job, doing more to look out now for his own elderly neighbors. The estate movers pass out literature with a hotline neighbors can call to report an older person living in unsafe conditions. The owner of this house is now living in a supervised setting. Once the house is fixed up, she'll probably return with a live-in aide. Sampson says that bigger picture is part of what keeps him going. He and Cabrera aren't just guys who clean up rat-infested living rooms. They're part of a social safety net.
I mean, this is pretty sad, but believe it or not, I think Danny and I are happy here. We enjoy doing this. We actually feel that we're giving something back by doing this. I mean, I may never need to meet this person, but you know, at least I know what I've done. It's helped out somewhere down the line. This is where I want to be. It works for me.
Sampson echoes the motto of dirty job holders everywhere. Somebody's got to do it. Fortunately for some forgotten seniors, somebody does. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.